Let me introduce you to somebody by video real quick.
Hi, my name is Billy Prempeh, and I've lived in Paterson, New Jersey my entire life. I'm a first-generation American, and I'm a child of legal immigrants. So hear me when I say this. America is a great nation, and Americans are incredible people. Anybody who tells you otherwise is straight up lying to you. You see, I'm proud to be an American. I stand for our national anthem. And I'll hold this flag up with pride. And for the record, I do have privilege, American privilege, because being an American is hands down the greatest privilege on the face of the earth.
Yeah, there you go. That's some great thinking right there, huh? Well, there's a young man, Billy Prempeh, who is running for Congress from the state of New Jersey, we have the great honor of having him on with us today. You say, why are you having on a guy from New Jersey? I'll tell you why. Because anytime I see somebody coast to coast that impresses me as somebody that loves this country for all the right reasons, and I think they'll do the right work, I want to give them all the opportunity I can to talk to us. You and I might even find a few extra dollars in our pocket. We want to help his campaign. From Paterson, New Jersey, Billy Prempeh. Billy, welcome to the Pat Miller Program. Hello.
Greetings. Thank you very much for having me.
Let me tell you something. That video that you have on your site, and I only played just a small snippet of it, I watched it four times today. And you made me want to go take the flag off the front of my house on my porch and run up and down my block carrying my flag, too. Couple of things to me, to you. First of all, Billy, first of all, thank you so much for your service to our country in the Air Force and serving us overseas. And secondly, thank you for loving this country. I think it will make you a different kind of congressman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's something that seems to be lacking with a lot of the people in my generation, especially those that are going into Congress. That you see already what AOC has done in a very short period of time. I'm looking to counter that.
Yeah, we need the anti-AOC wing of Congress. You talk further on, Billy, in your video, and it's sad because you've lived there in Paterson all your life, and when you came back from serving this country overseas in the Air Force, when you came back, as you say in the video, you found your neighborhood and a whole lot of your city. It looked like a war zone, just an absolute disaster. What happened? The guy that's the congressman there since 96 from your district was the mayor there. Shouldn't he be doing more to take care of things there in Paterson, New Jersey?
He absolutely should be doing a lot more. And the area that you saw in that video, that's like maybe eight blocks away from where I live. And most of the neighborhood at this point, we're being bought out by different developers, we're being pushed out. And the congressman, Bill Pascrell, he really has no regard for anything that happens in our district. He comes out and says that he's for the community, says he's for the African-American community, but he really doesn't support us at all. He uses Paterson as a opportunity to continue to get votes by just pandering. He really does nothing. As mayor, he did nothing for us. And worst of all, the most damaging of all the things he's done is he's completely turned his back on the police. The police and the PBA have backed him for over 24 years while he's in Congress, even though they've gotten nothing in return except for a carrot being dangled on a stick.
Right.
You know, right now, in this city where our officers, over 178 of them, are understaffed. And it's led to violence that's out of control. I recently just got off the phone. I really recently got off the phone not too long ago with the twin sister of one of my neighbors who was killed in May. My neighbor just got their home shot up in a drive-by, and the police don't even have the resources to resolve this. This is all out of his doing. It's also out of the doing of the mayor as well.
Well, that's just incredible. As I talk to Billy, you can look him up. It's Billy Prempeh, P-R-E-M-P-E-H. Just put it in your search engine. It'll pop up his campaign, and you can go there. You can watch the whole video I shared just a bit with you. You can also go there and donate. You know, give him $25, $50, $100. This is the kind of person we need to have in Congress. Listen, Jim Banks, who's one of the most conservative members of Congress anywhere, is from right here in the 3rd District of Indiana, but it wouldn't hurt to have another guy like that in New Jersey to help guys like Jim Banks and Jim Jordan and all. A couple of questions for you, Billy, and I don't mean this wrong, but you're a young African-American young man. Your family came here, I think, if I'm remembering right, from Ghana. How are you being perceived? Is it hard for other young African-Americans to view you as the real deal? Because, well, you know, blacks, we either go into Congress and then we just sit under the thumb of whoever. But for a black to go in there and to be a conservative and to love their country and to stand for their flag, that's unusual. How are you being perceived by other blacks there in your area?
Well, I'm a very unorthodox candidate. Like, I'm unapologetically conservative. I'm unapologetically Republican. And I'm proud of this country. While there's a lot of rhetoric being pushed that this is a horrible country, it's the worst place, the truth is most of these people that are going around saying this have never actually left the United States and seen how good we've actually got it.
Yeah.
For myself, I was stationed in England, for example. You say the wrong thing, you'll get arrested. You have to pay taxes to have a television in your home. And this is just very small stuff in comparison. You see what's going on in Afghanistan right now. Women are being beaten and stoned and tortured and even forced to into sex slavery with the Taliban right now. Women don't even have rights in those countries. And it's something that we fought for many years, and it's completely deteriorated under Joe Biden. So when I walk around in my community, it's actually quite positive because we've been dealing with Democrats for over 40, I would even go as far to say 60 years. They've never done anything positive for us. They always come out. They hand the turkeys during the Thanksgiving. They buy votes. They ballot harvest. They do all kinds of things to say they're going to help us, but they never help us. So when I knock some of these doors, and this is my second go, I ran in 2020. I got more votes than any Republican has ever gotten in the 9th District in over 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows that there's definitely a change that's possible here. Many of the people that I met never met a Republican, let alone a 6'2 black Republican with dreadlocks that actually lived in the Fourth Ward. You know, so yes, we do exist. And the truth is, people are ready for change. The incumbent, he's 84 years old. You never see him in public unless there's a camera where he can take advantage of the opportunity. He's not knocking the doors. He's not talking with the people. He doesn't speak with the constituents. He buys votes, and he expects people to go out and vote for them. And people are sick and tired of it. We've got nothing for it. You can't meet a single person in this city that doesn't know at least, at a minimum, three people who've been killed by gang violence.
Yeah.
Or overdosed on drugs.
Yeah, when you talk about your height and your size and you're black and you've got dreadlocks and you're a conservative Republican, dude, you're your own conservative focus group. I mean, there's not a whole lot of that going on. Let me ask you this, because, and you mentioned this actually in one of your flyers that I saw, and you are very astute. We just talked about this on our program here in the last hour on the Pat Miller program. The whole thing with Afghanistan. And, you know, and I made the point that probably nobody had more to gain with the Taliban takeover Afghanistan than the Chinese. And I was making reference to lithium. And I don't even think people here, I don't know that Joe Biden even understands it. You know, he and Kamala Harris and all the others are pushing electric cars by 2030, yada, yada, yada. Well, if China gets a hold of lithium, you're not going to get there by 2030.
You know, the thing that's funny about you saying that is I literally just made a post about that not too long ago. I believe it was like yesterday, the day before, about the Green New Deal and how we're not going to get what they said. But the tweet says, the Green New Deal won't happen as advertised. Why? Afghanistan has the largest lithium deposits on Earth.
Yep.
You'll need that for batteries and various electronics. The Biden administration let the Taliban give access to China. So say goodbye to wind turbines and affordable cars. If you believe that China is going to give us affordable technology, now that they've got it, you've got another thing coming. Worst of all, lithium and a lot of the other deposits that are in Afghanistan are used for telecommunications. I mean, Donald Trump, the president we had previously, prevented Huawei and many other Chinese telecommunication companies from being inside of the United States. Now these people, within a couple of years, unless something turns around, they're going to completely dominate these markets, and they're not going to use it to our best interest. You know, some people are even saying, well, a lot of this advanced American equipment, it's not going to matter because Taliban has no idea how to use it. Well, you know who does know how to use
Yes.
it? Chinese. And worst of all, they're going to be able to reverse engineer that technology. So we're not just dealing with a bunch of ragtag random guys in the mountains. We're dealing with a bunch of ragtag random guys in the mountains that are now on American bases with advanced American technology with the help of the CCP. It's a very, very different scenario. God knows who they're going to attack next. They're already attacking their own people.
Right.
They're attacking several of the thousands of Americans that are stuck there. These guys now have helicopters. Imagine what they can do with that. You don't think that they're going to use that against their neighboring countries or even Israel? They talk so much about wanting to wipe Israel off the map. It's only a matter of time before they do something like that.
I played an audio, Billy, just about, I don't know, half an hour ago, of the conservative leader of the British Parliament. And he spoke in very somber tones. You could tell he was dreadfully morose over what's happened in Afghanistan. And in speaking about our president, he said, "Those who have never fought for the colors they fly should not be ready to criticize those who have." And I think he was in a very incredible way saying, you know, what you're doing here, and then you're bad-mouthing. You know, he's bad-mouthing Americans because they can't get to the airport to get out or something. It's the most absurd thing I've ever seen, Billy.
Yeah, and the truth is a lot of these politicians that are making these decisions, in this case Joe Biden, would never go out there. They would never send their children out to those countries, but they'll send the poor people, the people like myself, the people like the ones in my community, they'll send them to go out and fight these battles. Like, I've got many friends that I consider brothers and sisters that have gone out there, and some have not come back with limbs. Some of them have PTSD and what may never even be the same, unfortunately,
right,
that have put their life on the line to go and fight for a country that's not even theirs. They told us that we were nation building when in reality we were supposed to go over there and just get Osama bin Laden. And let's not just pass the blame only to the Democrats, because we should have never been in there to begin with. You know, while George Bush sent us in there in 2000, Osama bin Laden wasn't even there. He was hiding in Pakistan the entire time.
Right.
We were in Iraq. We're dropping bombs in Iraq. We took control of Iraq, and we're doing this nation-building stuff, and that wasn't originally a part of the plan. We wanted revenge for what they did to us, and then we stuck around much longer. It created a problem where we couldn't even get out. And with what we were seeing what Taliban was doing to these people, we have to do something. We're almost obligated. And rather than doing it the right way, rather than having a structured drawdown and sticking to the original script and sticking to the plan, the Biden administration decided to just rip the rug from underneath the United States, and also to rip the rug from underneath the Afghan interpreters and those that helped assist us over the past 20 years. Now many of them can't even get into the base, while they're flying hundreds of thousands of refugees, most of which are completely unvetted, and we have no idea who they are. Guess where you think they're going to be coming? I know, mm-hmm, in the state of New Jersey, our Governor Murphy, is looking to bring over 2,000 of these unvetted refugees into our country. Now, while I understand the situation, I find it unfortunate because many people have come to this country the right way and have gone through a process.
Yes, sir.
My family, for example, we brought over 14 people to the United States. Every single one of them waited at least 7 years, went through a process, and did it the right way, swore to the United States, and became American citizens. To the people that have come to this country legally or are trying to bring people to this country legally, this is almost a slap in the face. While I understand the situation, this is something that should have never happened. Our administration allowed this to happen, and now it's a problem that all the taxpayers have to deal with now. Now we have to pick up that burden, and we also have a crisis at the border where they're busing people all the way into the United States, including states like mine, which is considered a sanctuary state. Many of the people that are here, like, for example, one city over from Patterson, and it's also in our district, Passaic, there's rapes happening literally every other day, and most of the people that are committing these rapes are in this country illegally, and it's almost impossible to get them out. And they've allowed this to happen. So everything that the Democrats seem to touch seems to completely go to fire.
Well, and, you know, and so much of what they say, you know, Kamala Harris was so big on women's rights and women's causes. I don't see her caring a whole lot about the women in Afghanistan. I don't see a whole lot of caring for other people that are there in Afghanistan. You know, they say these things as sound bites, but when it comes time to actually make a big difference, we don't seem to be able to do it. And I think it's going to come back to bite them. Unfortunately, it's hurting a lot of people in Afghanistan right now. I'm with you. My grandparents came over from England, Ireland, and Wales. My father was from Ireland. They came over the right way. I think everybody else can come over the right way if they really, really, really will. Listen, thank you so much for your time. Billy, if you don't mind, brother, you and I are going to talk a few times before this next election. We got to make sure we get you in Congress. But for your time today, for your service to our country, for all that you're trying to do there for Patterson, New Jersey, thank you so very, very much.
Thank you very much for having me. And for everyone that's listening, if you'd like to help support the campaign, just go to www.billyprempeh.com. That's www.billyprempeh.com. Thank you for having me, and God bless you all.
Podcasts by Federated Media.